Welcome to Studio A at Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Amanda Sewell. We're delighted to have with us four members of Detroit Opera's Resident Artist Program, along with Natalie Doucette, Head of Music and Resident Artist Program Director for Detroit Opera. They're here in Northern Michigan for their annual residency at Interlochen Arts Academy. We'll hear from them, and then we'll let you know how you can hear them in recital here at Interlochen. And to keep it simple, we'll ask each of our guests the same questions. What's the best performance of an opera you've ever seen on stage? Who's the one opera singer whose recordings you'd have with you on a desert island? What's a role you haven't played yet but want to play one day? And what do you listen to that's not opera? First, we'll talk to soprano Brianna J. Robinson. Hey, Brianna, welcome back to Studio A.
Hi, thanks so much.
All right, here are the questions for you. What's the best performance of an opera you've ever seen on stage?
In 2018, I saw A Beautiful La Boheme featuring Aileen Perez as Mimi, and I loved it.
Who's the one opera singer whose recordings you'd have with you on a desert island?
Leontine Price.
What's a role you haven't played yet but want to play one day?
I would love to sing Norma.
And what do you listen to that's not opera?
Beyonce.
And now here's soprano Mia Mandineau. Okay, Mia, what's the best performance of an opera you've ever seen on stage?
I saw a modern version of Traviata at the Paris Opera, where Violetta was this social media influencer, and I thought it was brilliant. And Nadine Sciarro was playing the main role, which was great.
Who's the one opera singer whose recordings you'd have with you on a desert island?
I want to say Pavarotti, because I never get tired of his voice.
What's a role you haven't played yet, but want to play one day?
Any Mozart ladies. I'm okay to play all of them.
And what do you listen to that's not opera?
Beyonce. And hip-hop. I also listen a lot to hip-hop.
Well, let's hear our Beyonce-loving treble voices of Mia Mandineau and Brianna J. Robinson in the famous barcarolle from The Tales of Hoffmann by Jacques Offenbach. They're joined at the piano by Natalie Doucette, head of music at Detroit Opera.
Thank you.
We're in Studio A at Interlaken Public Radio, and we just heard the Barcarolle, Belle Nuit au Nuit d'Amour, from The Tales of Hoffmann by Jacques Offenbach, performed by members of the Detroit Opera Resident Artist Program, sopranos Mia Mandano and Brianna J. Robinson. They're here in Studio A with us today, and we're asking all four of the resident artists the same questions. What's the best performance of an opera you've ever seen on stage? Who's the one opera singer whose recordings you'd have with you on a desert island? What's a role you haven't played yet but want to play one day? And what do you listen to that's not opera? Next, we'll talk to Travis Leon Williams, a tenor in the Detroit Opera Resident Artist Program. Hi, Travis.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
All right, here's the questions. What's the best performance of an opera you've ever seen on stage?
That would have to be this season in Chicago, the performance of Medea. That was probably the best I've seen in a long time.
Cherubini?
Si, yes.
Who's the one opera singer whose recordings you'd have with you on a desert island?
Jesse Norman.
What's a role you haven't played yet but want to play one day?
Don Jose in Carmen.
And finally, what do you listen to that's not opera?
Ooh, a lot of 50s music, a lot of the girl groups and bands of the 60s, Peter, Paul, and Mary, The Killers. That's, love them too.
Now we'll talk to baritone Cole Bellamy. Hi, Cole. Welcome back to IPR.
Hi, it's great to be here.
Here's your questions. What's the best performance of an opera you've ever seen on stage?
The best performance of an opera I've seen was Santa Fe Opera's production of Der Rosenkavalier by Richard Strauss.
Who's the one opera singer whose recordings you'd have with you on a desert island?
It would have to be George London, immense variety and depth of expression.
What's a role you haven't played yet but want to play one day?
I'd love to sing Don Giovanni.
And what do you listen to that's not opera?
I love jazz, funk, Herbie Hancock's my favorite.
We'll hear Cole Bellamy and Travis Leon Williams join Brianna J. Robinson and Mia Mandano in the Champagne Quartet from Die Fledermaus by Johann Strauss the Younger.
Champagne,
We heard the Champagne Quartet from Die Fledermaus by Johann Strauss the Younger in Studio A at Interlaken Public Radio. The voices belong to Detroit Opera resident artists Mia Mandano, Brianna J. Robinson, Travis Leon Williams, and Cole Bellamy. At the piano was Natalie Doucette, head of music at Detroit Opera. Hi, Natalie.
Hi.
Last but not least. Okay, here's the questions for you. What's the best performance of an opera you've ever heard on stage?
It's really hard for me to choose because I feel like I go to the opera every day, but I just recently was at the Metropolitan Opera in New York in December, and I saw a brilliant performance of Porgy and Bess.
Who's the one opera singer whose recordings you'd have with you on a desert island?
I don't have one favorite opera singer, but if I could bring a desert island recording of a singer, it would be Mia Mandino, Brianna J. Robinson, Travis Leon Williams, and Cole Bellamy.
Oh, we see what you did there. What's a role you haven't played yet, but want to play one day?
How about an opera I've not played yet, but
Let's
I would love
it.
To play one day? I would love to play Salome by Strauss.
And what do you listen to that's not opera?
Jazz. I like the old stuff. I like Louis Armstrong, Ella Fitzgerald, Nina Simone. And if I'm not listening to that, I'm listening to NPR.
That's Natalie Doucette, head of music and resident artist program director at Detroit Opera. They'll perform with Interlaken Arts Academy students Thursday night at 7:30 in the Dendrinos Chapel and Recital Hall. That's free and open to the public. Details in our winter concert guide. Jack Connors engineered this edition of Studio A. We had extra support from Laura Osgood-Brown and Isabel Lee. I'm Amanda Sewell. Thanks for listening.